Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
And today's date is March 26, 2020.
Saints, the world is in turmoil. Most just don't realize it. They still don't realize it, that we are in that time of the end. But this is the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin in the world and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sign of the shofar. Heed the warning. Please get right now before it's too late. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. And in case of an emergency, you can text Dan on his cell. Let him know you're calling at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886.
Now, folks, you can always find updates and breaking news of Wichita, and about the Wichita Mission Church, radio programs, archives, contact information, all at our ministry hub, which is very simply
prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We're a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on the net, internationally, on YouTube, and on some FM stations. So please pray about supporting airtime. On another note, let's thank our listener base in worldwide places like Accra.
Go ahead.
Guyana. Westminster, London, Tokyo, Japan, and of course the good old cities of the USA, San Jose, California, Boston, Massachusetts, Portland, Oregon, and Wichita, Kansas still remains the largest group of listeners that listen to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
And folks over there in Wichita, we are servicing your community, so, you know, we pray about you folks over there helping out. We are still there helping the homeless on the street. In fact, well, we'll go into that later. Anyway, follow us and share us on Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now, prayer, and we'll get on with our program. Dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name, Father, I just pray that you protect the folks that are listening out there. And I just pray that your work can be done, Father. But I just pray that the folks get what they need out of this radio program. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, bless this program tonight. Amen and amen. Well, all this, people keep talking about, is it in Bible prophecy? Where's it at or whatever? You know, there's not a specific, I'm not going to add any dates or nothing. I can tell you it's exactly as a birth pain. And, you know, the big deal about a birth pain, and this is why they need to know this, they're going to get some relief after this.
Right.
You know, just like a woman, you know, in travail, you get a relief in between contractions. Well, that gives, like, maybe a woman a time to go to the hospital, you know what I mean? She starts having contractions at her home, and then they get closer, but then she has time to get to the hospital or get help. That's the big thing. You need to get, when the contraction is less, I mean, like right now, what's the condition of the stores? Can you get stuff in the stores?
No. You can, but you can't hardly find what you want or what you're used to getting.
Right.
And main things like pasta and eggs have skyrocketed. They went from like 89, 99 cents a dozen, and some places 50 cents a dozen, and now they're $3.50 to $4.99 a dozen.
I just found out in Michigan they're still 60 cents a dozen, but they're limiting people. But there's the point. So these things that you really need and the things that you want are gone. But I'm telling you folks, this is going to go down. Especially with summer coming and everything, and we're going to talk about some hope today. I've been looking at some hope, real hope. But the point is, it's gonna lull. When it lulls, you need to get ready because something else is coming. These are birth pains, and I don't know how quick the next one will come, but this is birth pains, and they keep going until Messiah comes.
The most important part is that everybody does their part, wash their hands, and distance yourself from other people.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, a man and a woman, you know, you consider yourself as one, so, you know, of course you don't have to separate yourself from your mate. But they even warning people, they said, you know, that if your grandchildren are going around other people, that they shouldn't go around the grandparents because kids pick it up. While they don't die from it, they pick it up and they transfer it to the older people.
Remember, those gas pumps have germs on them. I've even started spraying the gas pump and the place where you put your card in and everything before I ever even get touch it. And then I also sanitize my hands when I get back into the vehicle. You got to remember, everywhere somebody touched, that virus is there.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it on smooth surfaces, anywhere from 12 to 17 days, it can stay on smooth surfaces.
Get some sanitizer. Keep it in your vehicle. Sanitize. As soon as you're at water, wash your hands. And, you know, I just heard from an 18-year-old surgeon that went to school for 13 years, and he's been for 18 years.
Oh, okay. Because
yeah,
he's 18 years old, I don't know.
No, 18. He's been a surgeon for 18 years, and he took questions on Facebook, and a pregnant woman asked him, what is this, how do we protect our baby from getting it? If we get it, or, you know, I'm 7 months pregnant. He said, the best thing to do is hygiene. Stay home, stay away from people, and when you wash your hands, if you're not washing them, for 30 seconds, you're not killing the germs. He said the best way to do it is just sing happy birthday to your, and he sang it, but I'm
just
not going to do it. Okay, happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear baby, happy birthday to you, and then sing it again, and you're done. Your germs are killed. Just sing it at least twice, and you're good.
Right, amen. And some other strong suggestions I have for you, and it isn't just for this coronavirus, but it's for everything. I've been telling you for years that some of the things that I'm going to point out to you today are the things that I've been saying to you ever since I've been on this radio that I've known about since the early 90s. One of the number one things, if at all possible, get out of the big cities. If you see where it's at, where it's concentrated at, like in New York City. New York City has lost so many people that in fact,
it's actually a little too late to get out now. You've got to stay where you're at.
Okay, well, let me finish. That's how a woman does, folks. You know, she interrupts before you get to the end of your chain of thought. I'm warning you, get out of the cities. Get out of the cities. Here's what I mean by it. When this law happens, start searching for rural properties. And a lot of you folks out there, you've got the money to buy a house right now. You can sell your house, mortgage it, and move out. Get out of the big cities. You need to be at least 100 miles from it because you want to be in places like New York City, which is really bad, New Orleans, where it's really bad. And these are the places that's doing it. And so you need to get out of the cities. Rural property in a lot of small towns is really dirt cheap. No, you can't do it right now during this, Mother, but there
it'll
is going to be a break. And before
and
something
hit
else
again,
comes.
And then another break. The scientists on the task force said it takes three sprouts. This is the first. We're in the first one. Then we got 2021 and 2022.
Okay, but I'm not even talking about just the coronavirus. I'm saying this is a birth pain. There's other things
going to happen, right?
And you need to get out of the cities. That's absolute. Otherwise, if you're in the cities, you know, I do strongly suggest that you store up some food, but if you tried to get food, yeah, well, we'll go into that in a little bit.
Number one is don't panic, and number two is get right with the Lord.
Right, amen. Rural property's cheap. In fact, we own over a third of a block. We had bought up over here over the years, and we've got less than $50,000 in the whole third of a block in a rural community. But anyway, now also, when this is invest in the right parties and ministries. You can see people's true colors after this is over. So who's ministering to you? Who's helping you? What radio programs have been pointing to? And I'm not trying to just wave a flag at us, because there's a few other radio programs that have been warning for a while, but we've been warning these folks since January at the minimum. And so you need to invest in those programs, not just mine, but others. Another thing is look at the Democrats. You guys that are still voting Democrat, look at this money, the stimulus money. People are dying and everything. And what did they do? They plugged money into the bill for Washington Arts Center, and they wanted to cut airplane emissions. And that list goes on and on and on. They actually put in money for abortion funding, and that got taken out. And we don't even know how it's going to be completed, because right now Nancy Pelosi has in charge of it. So those things would already been processed had we just used the small bill that the original Democrats and the Senate worked up. But no. So you need to know them. The Bible says know them by their fruit. What are they producing? People are dying, and they're wanting to further things. And it's just crazy. Anyway, there's some really crazy things going on out there also. I thought this was unusual. We're not going to go into the article. We've got a big one, though. We are going in. I hope we'll give people hope.
That's interesting.
Read that.
Swarms of bats mysteriously drop dead across Israel. An end of the day's omen. Breaking news in the Israeli news.
Right. That's breaking Israel news. You guys can find it online or go to the pastor's page over at prophecyhour.com, and you'll find a link to it. But bats dropped dead all over everywhere. Now, isn't that what the coronavirus supposedly came from?
They're back and forth. Some say that it came from bat soup, and some say that it was man-made virus. So, you know.
Yeah, we don't really know. But what is important is that it isn't important. To me, it isn't as important where it came from or even if it was started by somebody, just
it's
to deal with that, how we handle it.
Yeah.
And the locusts. Hey, guess what? The locusts will be hitting Jordan around Passover time, and for some reason Israel says they're going to pass over Israel, they're not going to hit Israel, and that will be at Passover time, which how far off is Passover?
Next Tuesday night, Peter.
Yeah, amen. Next Tuesday night?
Oh, well, it's Tuesday after next. I'm a week. I got Tuesday, Friday, and then Peter.
Okay.
Because I go by Tuesdays and Fridays.
Why do you go by Tuesdays?
Because
and Fridays?
That's the days we feed. Those are the 2 days that I have high responsibility. So.
Okay.
I do every day, but those are my life there. I got to take care of those people. They don't have anybody else.
Didn't you run across somebody today? You said that they were hungry. What was that?
They were standing on.
Tell them.
They were standing on the street corner with a sign that said "Very hungry."
Right. And so you know, there are a lot of places had quit. They have access to a lot more. I mean. Food access. So what are you going to do for them? What are we going to do for them?
We're doing bag lunches out the back door.
With what this week?
I made barbecue chicken and
you can tell them about
egg
that.
Egg sandwiches.
But
I'm making hygiene bags. I got all travel size stuff and toilet paper. I'm going to make hygiene bags to hand out with the sack lunches.
And you're going to be able to give them some hand sanitizer, aren't you?
Yes, and we got hand sanitizer to put in it and toilet paper, so.
Right, amen. Okay, now, folks, here's some hope for you. Israel said 3 weeks ago it would introduce the coronavirus vaccine in 90 days. They probably already have it made. They're trying to get through the trials. Israel's Galilee Research Institute, David Zigdin had said that there's an urgent global need for the human coronavirus vaccine, and he says we're doing everything to accelerate the development. They almost have one made in the first place, but it was another coronavirus, but it was nothing just to trick it over to COVID anyway. He said his goal is to produce the vaccine during the next 8 to 10 weeks and achieve safety approval in 90 days. And he said it'll be an oral vaccine, and it'll make it particularly accessible to the public. And so, you know, we're probably talking about 100 days, but, you know, 3 weeks have went by, I would say right now, about 90 days. What would that be? That would be what, June?
For 90 days.
3 months.
Yeah, it'd be April, May, and June. End of June, yeah.
End of June, about summertime. So pray for it, folks, and you know, that's a blessing. Okay, but
that's interesting.
By the way, COVID, I was told.
COVID-19 stands for.
Go ahead.
No, I never would have guessed it. Chinese originated infectious disease number 19.
Now, I can't prove it, you know, and most of these places out here online, they don't even know, the places that should know what the meaning of this is aren't saying or whatever, so that makes it, I really believe it. But anyway, on top of the fact that the scientists said in Israel that they were coming out with a vaccine, listen to this.
Major mystic rabbi, coronavirus will end in Passover. Cure will come from Israel. By Adam Eliyahu Berakowitz, March 23rd, 2020 at 4:10 p.m. Indeed, my God does nothing without having revealed his purpose to his servants, the prophets. Amos 3:7.
Okay.
A recognized mystic rabbi who has made shocking accurate predictions in the past came out with another shocking prediction. A cure to the coronavirus will come from Israel before the end of the upcoming Passover holiday. Rabbi Nir Ben Artes, an Israeli mystic known for his accurate predictions related to the coronavirus pandemic in his weekly lesson.
Just call him Rabbi Ben. Go ahead.
Huh?
When you get there, just call him Rabbi Ben.
Okay. It should be remembered that Rabbi Ben actually predicted the pandemic 5 years ago. China will suffer the worst of the diseases. Rabbi Ben said on a video, more than 100,000 people will die. This will be a prelude to the even greater troubles, endless misfortunes of China.
For China. Stop there a second. He's saying there's going to be endless misfortunes for China. This is really is going to break China away from the production that it does for the world, because America, for one, which is one of the biggest buyers of Chinese goods, we're going to start producing inside the United States. I look actually for United States to roar back because of this. But you got to be cautionary, folks, because these are birth things. You got to get ready in between. Go ahead.
Even though many financial experts are predicting that China will rule the world economically, China will go bankrupt. China is only rising up in order to fall down. This will be to show people that the real source of blessings in the world is Israel. The rabbi started his talk dealing with the subject of the government. We are currently in a process in which the world is confused while they should be concentrating on Israel, Rabbi Ben said. All of the major leaders need to use their position for the sake of heaven and let go of their grudges and jealousy. And the people need to listen to the health ministry and remember that the heart of the king is in the hands of Yahweh.
Yeah, which means that the heart of the king, you know, the father put, as he's going to be talking about Benjamin Netanyahu, but he also, our leaders are picked by the father. That's what the
right,
word says.
Right.
And just like Trump, he is our Trump. Go
and
ahead.
Just like he allowed Obama, it was for a reason at that season.
Yeah, I believe that absolutely. I think he was part of a judgment on America. But,
right.
Okay, but you know, for the record, let's get this straight, folks. This coronavirus isn't just about America. It isn't just because of America's sin. If you look at a map, it's all over the world. This is the
global.
It has to do with the sin of the whole world, and not just America or Israel or any other such place. It is the world. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I heard somebody who said that's in that real remote place. It's just a spot in the, and it got there.
That was Joel
people
Richardson.
Don't even.
Yeah,
anyway.
Look at these little tiny spots in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah.
Or up there in Greenland. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Even in a democracy, no one chooses the ruler. The people vote, but only the Holy One blessed be he. Establishes who will be chosen. The Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is operating precisely as necessary, putting out every effort, and he is very serious in trying to save every single Jew in Israel. All of the medical personnel are doing holy work. But the key, the rabbi said, is within the nation, specifically inside Israel. All of Israel needs to come together with one heart as we do in the times of war. Rabbi Ben said, this pandemic is certainly a type of war. It is not only our country at stake. The entire world derives divine substances by way of Israel And despite Yahweh's anger, he loves his children and wants to show his mercy. The healing of the disease will come from Israel. Only Israel can protect the world. For sure, no Muslim nation will save the world.
Stop a second. Now, remember, we ran Bible. I had, what's his name, Sugar? Tom Mack run Bible Codes on Israel and the seed of Abraham and vaccine and all that. And he was shocked because it actually did come up in Bible Codes, and it looked like Israel would come up with the vaccine. And I don't know how much credence you want to pay into Bible Codes, but it looked like that. And so here's the point.
That's exactly the same thing that President Trump said. This is a war that we have a silent enemy, but we're going to win this war. And then they all reporters started slamming him for calling it a war and calling himself a war president. He's telling the truth. It is a war.
Okay, stop. You need to read this before we go to break.
Okay. Rabbi Ben gave a reason behind the spread of the coronavirus. The disease came from because China was about to acquire factories in Israel and around the world. No one will allow that to happen now. Every startup, all the wisdom that comes into the world via the Jews needs to stay in Israel.
And it needs to stay in America, and it needs to stay in that country, and the country that originates, instead of trying to control everything, like in this situation, trying to say, keep mouthing off, basically, and I'm going to cut off medicine to you guys.
Yeah, that's what they said.
That's exactly what they said. And then they tried to pull evil and say that, well, it's the United States Army that brought it into China. They're liars. They're thieves. They're liars. China is going to follow this. But this is all in positioning thing for the end time. These things, the world couldn't just go on smoothly with the type of wars and things that are coming onto this world in these end times. These things happen for a reason. I pray that we get through this. I claim Psalm 91. I pray my family's safe. I pray your family's safe. But, hey, tell them where they can find us. We got to go to a break.
You can find all our information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
All right.
We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Only you, only you, only you, Lord, we will trust. Through the storm, keep us warm, till the enemy is crushed. Jesus is our refuge, in Him we must abide, till He opens heaven's gates and brings His bride inside. All our cares that we bear, we must give them all to You. Hold our hand in this land that is crumbling through and through. Jesus is our refuge, in Him we must abide, till He opens heaven's gate and brings His bride inside. I'll not fear all that's here, I will put my faith in You. Even though we must go through the testing, keep us true. Jesus is our refuge, in Him we must abide.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but
you knew they wouldn't believe you. Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, "The smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name." But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. 1 for 20, but don't do that. We offer them in shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. 1 set of 10 for $30, 2 sets $45, 4 sets $70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the mark at prophecyclub.com.
We are told in 1 John 3:4 that sin is the transgression of the law. Yet there are many today who would lead us to believe that certain of the Ten Commandments should be disregarded. Jesus warns, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Many will say to me in that day, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" And then I will profess unto them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." The Greek word translated iniquity in the statement, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity," is anomia, which means transgression of or against the law. In 1 John 3:4, the same Greek word is used. Sin is anomia, the transgression of the law. There is only one group of people that call Jesus Lord, those calling themselves Christians. Jesus tells us that there will come a day when many will question, "Have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works?" It is sad to consider the fact that many will be told, "I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that transgress my laws." I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan.
And Linda Catlin.
And you're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on the American Voice Radio Network, and we're broadcasting live from the
Flint Hills of Kansas.
You know, husbands out there, do your wives finish your sentences for you, or do they ever let you finish a sentence?
It's a together thing, sweetie.
No. Somebody do something about her. Anyway, moving right along. Okay. As we were saying, we were talking about a lot of things, but let's go with this. Who will get a check? To the best of my ability, this is. We'll go through this and we'll try to figure it out.
Okay.
Now, that's a stimulus check.
Yes. Okay. The final bill text obtained by Fox News will use 2019 tax returns, if available, or 2018 tax returns to assess income for determining how much aid individuals receive. Those who did not file tax returns can use a Form SSA 1099 Social Security Benefit Statement or Form RRB 1099, a Social Security Equivalent Benefit Statement.
Okay, now, do you have any knowledge of what that is?
No.
Well, it's a benefit statement that people want, you know, if you're on Social Security, you ask Social Security for it all the time. You know what I'm saying? And they give that to you. It tells you how much benefits that you're getting.
Oh, you get one of those at the end of the year anyway. If you're on Social Security.
Yeah, if you're on Social Security.
You don't have to ask for it.
Okay. Well, but now if you don't have one, you can ask the Social Security office. So I'm telling you folks that you need to, if you're not filing tax returns and you have Social Security, you need to get one ahead of time. Ask for it now where everybody else does. And by the way, you know, I noticed one of the bit. Wait a minute. We
didn't actually, I'd advise you to go to the Social Security website. They probably got that form you can download and print right off the website.
Did we do the song?
I don't know.
Well, I think we have a song waiting to play. Anyway, if we do, which we do, we're supposed to play a song, but he's waiting for us to introduce it. So, Frank, we'll take that song if you have it ready. If not, we'll move on. Give me an indication. That was Brother Ben's song, and I played that because you have to remember that that is who is in control of all this. So you need to be right with the Father, and He'll bless you. Anyway, we were talking about the final bill. Now, what I wanted to say about this is that's what we got out of the final bill, and you'll be notified in the mail, and if not, you'll be able, have to get a hold of the Social Security, or the IRS is the one that's going to be handling this. But let me tell you this. There was a report over there on the Drudge Report that said that the Republicans were hiding the bill. Well, that is not true. That is just not true. In fact, I have a copy of the bill in my computer because Fox News sent
it. Released it. You could read the whole bill if you want to.
Yeah, did you notice it too?
Yeah, I read some of it.
Yeah, and so the whole bill's there. That just shows you Drudge turned into the rat side, so don't believe the garbage over there. But for the record, you can go to Fox News and find it, or ask me, and I'll send it to you. But anyway, but the bill looks like, and now the bill would provide a one-time direct payment to Americans of $1,200 adult, making up to $75,000 a year, and $2,400 to a married couple, making up to $150,000 a year, with $500 payments per child. And there is new guidelines coming, but you know, it will, the most destitute Americans are supposed to be able to get it.
Right.
And so As far as the IRS, now what did you say about Social Security website? You go there now?
You should go there and look. There is probably a way to download them forms because you get them every year. I know my brother and all of them get their, it's not W-2 for filing taxes, but whatever. That's, they're on Social Security, so I know that's what they are. And they probably have them where you can download them and fill them out.
Right, right. And so, yeah, I go online now. And you don't have to go to the Social Security office. That's almost an adventure and a half.
And they're probably closed anyway because of the coronavirus. But, yeah, I just go on site. And
right. Everything is online, online, online. Well, I just had an update from Israel, and that pointed to this. Tell them what we just found out.
We just found out that the United States tops all the coronavirus. We got 82,404 cases, and China only has 81,782, so we just topped China.
But you have to be able to believe China. That's ridiculous, but it is that. It is that. It is predicted that this is something I wanted to tell the folks. You know, we about lost. You know, everybody talks about a new world order and all that garbage, and they do want to ban cash so they can track you. You know what I'm saying? So they want to get into digital currency. And so the Democrats had it put in the Senate, had a thing in there to create digital money. And this was reported by the Wall Street Journal just a minute, we'll answer that. Anyway, by the Wall Street Wall Street Journal, Wall Street Journal and several other places, and I saw it myself, that they wanted to create digital cash. And by doing so, you gave them their money and they took care of all your bills and everything. But anyway, the point was, is they had it right in it, and this is a sure thing that you would have to, you couldn't buy, sell, or trade without it. And it was actually the Democrats had put it in the bill.
No way.
In the Corona bill, and it was taken out of it. Anyway, we had a question come in. Give them the number again for the United States.
Okay. The total number in the global number is 526,044. The U.S. number is 82,404. China's 81,782, and Italy's 80,589. Those are the three top coronavirus in the United States right now. United States, then China, then Italy.
Right, and in Spain's down, Germany and France, and you have to look at it. If we had a population comparison beside them, it's worse off in Italy because you have a smaller population number. And we're getting right now, it said that's 0.02% infected in the United States. We're looking for bigger numbers. Now, I was told that there could be, the one person, a doctor, has put forward that there could be 80,000 deaths before this is over with in the United States. You know, what are you going to say, Mom, just like we got somebody right in our own congregation,
Game. It's a game they're playing. It's not a game when you have, what's the total number? 23,709 people dead and they're dying by the minute, and it's a game, really? What kind of game are they playing? They're not playing a game. It's a pandemic, people. It's real. This virus is killing people. It is real.
Right.
They're not just saying it to get control of you. They're telling you to stay home and stay away from people to save your life.
Right. This thing has went global. It is going to get a lot worse. And the reason why since they ordered them to stay in New York, they're finally saying that in New York, they're looking at them. They were doubling their numbers every day. You know, one day the numbers are doubled. Now it's taken like 3 days to double the numbers. And so it may have hit a milestone in New York. Which, you know, come on, we're talking about
until they run out of medical supplies, which the last I heard, I think it was Washington only had up till third shift last night, and they were going to run out of medical supplies.
Yeah, and that's the way in a lot of places. You know, you can call it what you want, folks, but this is devastating. I mean, you know, in New York City, you had 281 deaths, But if you look at, you go look at the videos and see videos coming out of a hospital, like nurses dressed up in trash bags and things, and nurses dying, and doctors dying, and other people dying.
They're treating
the
patients.
This is no joke. And this thing is so highly contagious, it's just crazy. It would be a lot worse if everybody was out there still running around. If we didn't have these orders to stay at home, then it would be a lot extremely worse. It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. But these orders
slowing it down. I didn't say I was going to stop it. Nobody's ever said that. It said slow it down.
And then you go and read what some of these people need to go over. If you think it's a joke, you need to go over and read what some of these people have went through. They say, well, they go through flu. And yeah, a lot of people die with the flu. That's over a season. But this is like immediate. This has been like in just a really short period of time. People die over the flu season. Yes, that's true. But this is extremely different. Had we did this with flu, we wouldn't have that many people dying from the flu. But the point is this is serious. Go out there and run around among all the people if you want to die.
It fills your lungs with fluid and you can't breathe, and then that's what kills you.
And it leaves scarred lungs. And even if you recover, a lot of people, they don't come back 100% and everything. This thing is terrible. And here's my thing on it.
And you can get it again and again and again. It's not one-time thing and over. No, you can keep getting it.
Well, here's a big deal. People are saying, well, they're doing it to control us. They're going to do martial law. Okay, wait a minute. Stop. You know what? As soon as this is over, what's Trump talking about? He's not talking about permanent. He's saying he's praying that the economy can open back up and people can start going back to work soon, within a few weeks. Or anyway, hoping, but he said by Easter, and that's Passover time. But actually, anyway, but that's the point. In fact, right now, he said that the White House says that expanded testing. He said it will enable us to publish new criteria developed in close coordination with the nation's public health officials and scientists to classify counties with respect to continuous poke. In other words, what he's saying is we're going to reassess things and give new guidelines, like if it's not in your area, then you don't need to stay at home, you need to go to work, and so on and so forth. He's not looking to keep control of you. He's looking at getting this over with and getting people back in action. If he was using this to control you, he would be making these guidelines permanent. And that isn't what it's about, permanent. This is a temporary thing. This is temporary. You got that, folks? It's a birth pain. That means it's temporary for a bit, and then it'll come back. But during that temporary period, you really need to get ready. You really, really need to get ready. Anyway, and so you got to watch the Democrats. You really, really do. Anyway, now then, so let's go on like this. I said in the last program that I had been in contact with this company, Heaven, and the name of the company is Heaven's Harvest. And I had been in contact with them trying to find, because the stores are vacant and you can't get what you need, you should have survival food anyway. So I was trying to find some place that would help. I mean, you know, that you could go to get food. But even this Heaven's Harvest is out of food. You know, all of the food.
And this is even better than food, because this is food you can grow.
Okay.
And you can't store enough food to last you a lifetime, but you can store these seeds.
Okay, just a second. Before we go into that, let me finish what I want to say. I looked around and I checked around with different ministries that sell food. You know, there's just like Tom Horn, those guys over there at Defenders. They sell storage food, and I was just watching them yesterday. They're out of food, months and months before they can get any more. Heaven's Harvest, months and months before they can get any more. You know, I've always said on this radio program, how have I told them to stock up? I said, when you go to the store, get what? In the normal cycle of things, get a few extra cans of this, get a few extra cans of that. I've been telling you folks for years that you needed to stock up and that you needed it. The best way to do it was buying it yourself at the store, buying the things that you'll eat. But survival food is great, because like now, if with the stores bare, if you had some survival food in the closet, then what? You're okay. when the law happens, I strongly suggest you get it. But there's even a cheaper way and a better way. Okay, now then, what are we talking about? So I talked to Heirloom, and they're out of food. They have no food. I talked to Heaven's Harvest, they're out of food. But they pointed out that they've got seeds. And that, what's good about seeds, Mom?
Well, these seeds last for 10 years. They have a 10-year shelf life, and they're all in foil bags, refillable foil bags. And they're actually on sale right now.
Right. He put them on sale. They're usually $160 for this bucket that has all these seeds in it. It says that kit contains more than 4,500 heirloom seeds.
39 different foods.
39 different foods. The kits usually cost, a lot of places, if you went out and buy them, it cost you $1,500.
Okay, let me read that part right there. Scroll that back up. It says, this kit was designed to be the final tool in your emergency survival kit. No matter the amount of food that you have stored away, it will eventually run out. Then, where will you turn? The best and the only answer is to be able to grow your own. Whether you have a patio or a pasture, anything that you can add to your daily meal plan will extend your survival time. All 39 seeds of this survival seed have been hand-selected and packaged in its own Mylar foil bag with proper storage. This kit will last up to 10 years. Each kit contains enough survival seed to plant 3 acres of healthy, nutritious food.
Okay. And, you know,
and the good thing is they regrow.
Now, that's the big thing. See, these are non-hybrid seeds. They are hybrid seeds. They're non-GMO.
No, they're
These are good for you. Wait a minute. Let me say this. I would tell you folks you should get this anyway.
Non-hybrid.
No, they are hybrid.
Non-hybrid.
Oh. These are hybrid seeds. That's something I wrote by accident. These are hybrid.
Non-hybrid means they regrow, Dad. Okay.
Anyway, these are seeds that will, they're not, these are seeds that will regrow. Anyway, these are heirloom seeds. Non-hybrid seeds, they will regrow. That's the point. They will regrow. They'll reproduce. You put them in the ground, the seeds that come out of them, you can replant them next year, or they'll come up naturally from the things that fall off of them. The point is it will regrow. But I'm telling you folks, this, I'm getting ready to plant a garden anyway.
I'm looking into the hydroponic because I got me a book to do hydroponic gardening year round, and I'm thinking I'm going to set it up in my basement.
Okay, but let's move on. Anyway, so yeah, we're praying about doing that. In the meantime, I'm getting ready to roadkill outside and I'm planting a garden. We're planting tomatoes. The thing about these things is, yeah, you can buy beans and rice, but, you know, you need something to go with it. You need vitamin C. You're not going to get vitamin C from beans and rice. That's protein. You have to have vitamin C and other nutrition. So all the time, you folks, you need to move out of the city or put buckets in your basement if you live in the city. You can grow all year round. You can put a bucket in your front room and just keep it warm all year round.
I don't know. I have trouble even keeping my houseplants alive when it gets cold.
Right, but there's proper instructions to do that. But my point is you should be doing this. So anyway, also, what's the other thing that number one thing they're out of the store is what? What else do they limit you?
Toilet paper.
Well, I'm not telling you to make.
You said the number one. This is the toilet paper prices of 2020.
Okay, the number two. They got two things. Toilet paper.
Hand sanitizer.
Hand sanitizer and water.
Well, now they're running out. Now they're out of alcohol too. So rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol. But let's go back to the water situation. You can live without rubbing alcohol. You can't live without food and water. Water is the main thing.
Yeah.
And so I have, sitting over on my desk in the house, we have a thing that you pour water in. You can pour muddy water into it, and it will come out perfect for you to drink. You need to have water filtration. And believe me, their water filtration kits are really, really cheap. And that means, like, they even got baby ones. You fill it up with water, and it comes out pure. If you're worried about things, you can carry it with you. If you move to place to place, just do it. Anyway, if you don't know how to do seeds, you don't know how to plant, if you call these folks, and I'm going to put something on the website for it, if you call 1-800-516-4773, 1-800-516-4773, and you give them the promo code DEN. Now, look, you can buy, if you don't want anything to go to this ministry, that's fine. I still want you to go. But if you use the promo code DEN, you can get a garden planner book that teaches you how to do it for seeds and things. So, but the promotion code is DEN. But if you call these folks and get it, it's $129. And, I mean, you can get a water bucket thing for, you know, $30 that might save your life, that you can carry around with you, that you ought to have one in your car or truck. And I'm not just trying to sell. In fact, I'm telling you, don't use the promo code if you think I'm trying to make money off of you. I think they're going to give us a blessing for it. Nothing was ever said money-wise across the board. But that isn't the point of why I'm telling you this. I've been telling you these same things. If you go back through the program, I've been telling you need water, you need food, and I've been saying it for years. I've just never promoted the company before. So pray about it. Pray about it. Go over there and look. And that is heavensharvest.com. Heavensharvest.com. And no, they're not sponsoring the program or anything else such. Now then.
They even sell greenhouses, people.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to tell you. You know, you're talking about a greenhouse. Well, they got them right there that they even sell greenhouses if you want to grow them all year around. So pray about it. So we're still taking care of the poor. We're trying to get out to you on the radio. We're trying to help every way that we can. So pray about supporting this ministry. We really do need your help. Excuse me. Anyway, sorry, I don't have corona. And tell them how they can donate.
You can donate online or over the phone, by mailing a check or money order. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
That's prophecyhour.com. Now, remember, folks, you can make a donation to us. We really do need your help. We're going to be bringing you some more programs during the week. I'm basically going to mention these seeds minorly from now on. I will put a link so you can just find it on the website. But this could be a blessing. I mean, you know, $129 for a thing of seeds that will feed you. Wow. Try comparing what you can grow to what, you know, $129, what's it going to buy you in the store compared to what you can grow?
Well, I bought a month's worth of meat for $135.
A month. Okay. How long would the seeds feed you?
10 years. 3 seasons.
Yeah, at least 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Of food, and that's a lot more food than $129 worth of meat.
Oh, yeah.
That's the point. Anyway, so pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. You can donate online or over the phone, mail a check or money order. Find all the information at prophecyhour.com. If you don't wish to help with the poor, consider a donation for Radio Aircon. It's not free, and donations keep us on the air.
Oh, yeah, and I'll mention that. If they are heirloom seeds and they reproduce, then they could last you forever.
Yeah, and that's the point. They do reproduce.
So when you grow 1 year, you could grow with the seed. If you get your produce, you save your seeds, you regrow them, then your package seeds last 10 years. So, you know, then you just replenish them, and you could just keep it going forever.
Yeah, and so that's what I mean. And they even put them on sale. If they were trying to gouge the people right now during this time,
so you could save you and your family's life and your neighbors and your friend or whoever needs a tomato or whatever, you know, you could help feed them.
Besides that, there ain't nothing like a fresh tomato.
Yeah, no.
I hardly even want a tomato until it's summertime.
Tomato and bread sandwich.
Well, I don't do it. But I like egg and tomato, egg and bologna, you know.
My grandkids and me like to just go out there and pull them off the vine and eat them.
Yeah, they ain't nothing like it. They ain't nothing like it. And I can't wait for my tomatoes to be coming in. But remember, okay, folks, you want to say goodbye to them?
Okay, so long.
That was quick. Folks, we must remember there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repented sins. He rose after 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. And through him and only through him is the way to the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Right now, that tells you who you are in this time of trouble. What are you doing for the body of Messiah? Think about it. Pray about it. Lord our God, Father, King, Universe, asking Yeshua HaMashiach's name, that Father, you would bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Till an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time from Messiah's Branch. We'll